Welcome to the Emerald Coast. I'm Harley, and you're listening to Destin, Florida Podcast. The winter weather may have you now at the point that you're getting stir crazy from being indoors. You're wearing so much clothes, it's starting to weigh on your soul. Well, the beach reminds you of when you were once warm and free. Those days of tanning lotion, salt hair touching your skin are not far away. I can't wait either. Spring break is just weeks away. Well, this show, I'll fill you in on how to plan for spring break along with Mardi Gras on the Emerald Coast, Sushi Moto, lots of openings happening on the Destin Harbor, that's with bar and restaurants, Beauchamp's on the harbor, Super Bowl on the Emerald Coast, and much more. You can keep up with the Emerald Coast between shows by following me on Twitter at twitter.com/DestinLive. You can like me on Facebook, search Destin Florida Podcast on Facebook, and you can view me on YouTube, search Destin Florida Podcast. And for you Instagrammers out there, I'm also on Instagram, Gnarly Harley is the name. Last week in the Emerald Coast had the Okluse Island Mardi Gras Parade to start things off for Mardi Gras parades and events. As I mentioned last show, most of the events will take place the next 2 weeks. Here's what's coming up. Get ready. Saturday, February 2nd, the day before Super Bowl, is the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade. It starts at 1 p.m. right there on Navarre Beach. The weather is looking to be sunny, so it should be a great parade to attend. Then the following weekend, Friday, February 8th, is the Illuminated Mardi Gras Parade in downtown Pensacola. That should be pretty cool because all the floats will be illuminated and lit up. Something different for a change. And that will start at 8 p.m. on Palafox in downtown Pensacola. Then the next day, Saturday, February 9th, is the Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade. This is the big one. This is a great event. There'll be lots going on in downtown Pensacola. That parade will start at 2 p.m., but you can get there earlier and make your day of Pensacola. Get there on 10 o'clock. You can go to McGuire's, go to Seville Quarters, all that area. There'll be lots going on. And be sure to get yourself some lawn chairs. There's definitely a great turnout for that parade. I've gone to that parade as a kid several times. The kids will definitely love it. It's a good family event and lots to be had there. Great time at the Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade. That's February 9th on a Saturday. And you can check out the times and any other additional information to the Pensacola Mardi Gras events at www.PensacolaMardiGras.com. Then Sunday, February 10th, that's the next day after the Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade, is the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade. That's there on Pensacola Beach. That one starts at 2 p.m. And to find out details on that, go to www.visitpensacola.com. And you should be able to find all the Pensacola events, things happening in Pensacola at visitpensacola.com. But lots going on. Like I said, the next couple weeks for Mardi Gras, be sure to check out those events in Pensacola and Navarre Beach as they will surely be a great party. If you plan to attend the Pensacola Mardi Gras parades either on the beach or downtown Pensacola, you might want to take a scenic cruise on your way to Pensacola. State Road 399 is once again open. That's the road that connects Navarre Beach to Pensacola Beach. Well, it recently got damaged during Isaac, and the road has been repaired. I cruised out to Pensacola Beach a couple of weeks ago to go surf the Pensacola Pier, and a beautiful drive it is, especially if the weather's warm. You can open up that sunroof, put the windows down, and enjoy the beautiful Gulf views as you cruise down 399. Anyway, it's a great drive. There's no traffic lights, usually no traffic other than you might get behind a snowbird. They like to drive a little slow, but you know, that's fine. It is a beautiful drive, and I suggest taking that route if you're heading to Pensacola. The cold blast I mentioned last show did not reach the Gulf Coast, thankfully. It is a good thing. Water temps have risen due to the warm temps last week. Right now, the water temp on the coast is in the low 60s. I'd say somewhere around 63 to 64 degrees Fahrenheit. The end of January, it looks to be warm, which could raise the water temps a couple more degrees. All it takes, though, is one strong cold front to plummet those water temps. Well, the water now is clear and beautiful. I enjoyed a couple of hours at the beach last Sunday, and I shared those photos on my Twitter at twitter.com/DestinLife. Hopefully, you got to check them out and enjoy it. Well, the last 2 years, February has offered some great weather. Will it happen again? We'll just have to wait and see. Along with Pensacola Beach, downtown Pensacola, and Navarre Beach, Destin will also be hosting Mardi Gras events of its own. Friday, February 8th, there will be a Mardi Gras pub crawl at 8 p.m. on the Destin Harbor. Saturday, February 9th, the 5th annual Mardi Gras parade in Destin will take place. That starts at 2 p.m. And then Sunday, February 10th, will be the Mardi Gras paddle. If you got a paddleboard, a canoe, some sort of flotation device, and you don't mind a little cold water, you may want to participate in the Mardi Gras paddle on the Destin Harbor. I imagine most people for the Mardi Gras paddle will meet on Noriega Point. So you'll go down Holiday Isle, drive all the way to the very end of Gulf Shore Drive, and you'll enter the water there and paddle through the harbor. Well, the Mardi Gras paddle will start at 12 p.m. That's Sunday, February 10th. Fat Tuesday falls on February 21st. There will be lots of parties to be had here along the Emerald Coast. One of the biggest parties will take place down at the Village of Baytown in Sandestin. That's always a great place, as there is the Fat Tuesday Daiquiri Bar there. Whew, some 190 octanes. Looking forward to those and a smashing headache. Anyway, next show, I'll fill you more on Fat Tuesday, as that's still a little ahead of us at this point in time. Super Bowl is coming up. If you will be on the Emerald Coast to watch the big game and would like to see the game and also the beach or the water, the following locations will allow that. Well, starting on Okaloosa Island, you've got Hell and Back. That's right there on Amberjack Drive off Santa Rosa Boulevard. Hell and Back is right there on the water of the Santa Rosa Sound. They got lots of big TVs. They got great pizza and also a bar. Then if you go to the Okaloosa Island Pier, upstairs at Anglers is a sports bar. You got great views of the Gulf. You can see the sunset. They've got a full bar. A great place. Also, Crab Trap next door on Okaloosa Island has got a bar. Great views of the Gulf as well. And a great place to watch the game. And Fudpucker's, the new location. That's right there on the Choctahatchee Bay across the street from the Ramada Plaza Resorts. That is a new location. I'm sure they'll have lots of space, as that building is pretty big. So if you're going to be on Okaloosa Island or in the Four on Beach area, check those places out. Then in Destin, go down to the harbor. There's the Red Door Saloon. They've got lots of TVs, a great bar. The Boathouse, that's right there in the harbor. Great place to get oysters, some good gumbo. And, of course, your legendary AJ's, Harry T's, are other great spots. You can view the beautiful harbor, watch the sunsets, see the game, and have plenty of cocktails. And then if you get on Old Highway 98, there's the Crab Trap and Pompano Joe's. Both are right on the beach. You got TVs, got the bar, and they got the food. Pompano Joe's used to have just little small TVs. People complained about it all the time. Well, now they've built a front deck where they've got a couple large big screen TVs. So you can now get a good view of the game there. And a lot of people don't know about that, so that may be a good place for you to go if you want to be right there on the beach, have a little crowd, and enjoy the beautiful Gulf of Mexico. Also, Johnny O'Quigley's, if you like the sports bar scene, that is a spot to go to here in Destin. It's right across the street from the Bass Pro Shops and the Best Buy Shopping Plaza. There'll definitely be a big crowd. I suggest getting there early to get your table or your spot there at Johnny O'Quigley's. And then out in Panama City, you've got Margaritaville, The Back Porch, and Reggae J's on the south side of Pier Park. They all have good views of the Gulf of Mexico there on Panama City Beach. And I'm sure they'll have the game on. They've got the bar, and they've got the food. Well, if you didn't know, Super Bowl Sunday is this coming Sunday, February 3rd. The San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. Who do you think will win? Well, I'm pulling for the Ravens, as I'm on the eastern side of the United States. We'll see who wins. You can listen to Destin, Florida Podcast on your phone. Go to DestinFloridaPodcast.com and look for the Listen on Your Phone link in the show notes. While you're on your phone, give me a call and leave a message. I have a line set up so you can ask questions and give comments with me and show listeners. Dial 850-710-5800 and don't be shy. Once you hear the beep, just leave me a message. Once again, that's 850-710-5800. Recently, I received an email from Cliff. He's from the Chipley, Mariana area here in Florida. He's been coming to the Emerald Coast for the last 20 years, and he has been listening to the podcast for around 6 months now. Thank you for the support, Cliff. Well, Cliff emailed me this. Embarrassing, but we have been going to Destin literally for years before somehow stumbling upon the fact that there was actually something for tourists to do at the village of the Baytown Wharf. Who would have ever thought to check out this area in Sandestin due to it being gated? Do they expect tourists to actually approach a gatehouse and say, "Can I go to check things out?" That is usually the purpose of a gatehouse, presumably to keep the common riffraff out. Is Baytown Village supposed to be a secret? I ask because they sure don't do a good job marketing this. Imagine our surprise when we first stumbled upon the area a couple years ago when they happened to be having a special event and the place was packed with all sorts of entertainment. I've told many of our friends about the existence of this, who were also unaware that there was public access to the area and there was actually something to do. Many are apprehensive about approaching the gate, assuming they will be turned away. You may want to help get the word out on your show to tourists about visiting this very unique area. Cliff, I agree with you. Sometimes a gate can be a deterrent, and most of the time it is. Anytime you pull up to a condo, there will be a gate guard that will come out. And if you don't have a pass or have a number to call up to someone in a condo to let you through, you know, they turn you away. And you'd expect the same thing when pulling up to the village of Baytown. But the gate guards are there for a reason. They help with the traffic, getting people to the right place, because you can get lost in Baytown if you don't know where you're going. So they usually give out a visitor pass for people to put on their dash, so that, you know, the security knows who's visiting and who's also a resident. And if there's any suspicious vehicles, obviously they want to check that out, as there are lots of very expensive homes back there in the Sandestin Resort, and they would like to keep any burglars or people looking for that opportunity out. But during the events, like the Sandestin Beer Fest, the Sandestin Wine Fest, the place can get pretty hectic. And there can be absolutely no parking at all in the village of Baytown. So what that gate is good for is when people pull up, they'll tell people to go park across the street when they're running a shuttle service. And people will park across the street, get on the shuttle, and the shuttle will take them down to the events, which, you know, helps with all the traffic and things getting backed up in there. So hopefully that answers your question and many others. And maybe Sandestin Marketing or the Sandestin Resort is listening out there. And maybe they'll have a response to your question as well. But thank you again, Cliff, for sharing your question with us. I'm sure there's lots of other people out there that may have been thinking the same thing as you were or had that same question. Spring break is just weeks away. If you're a spring breaker, or you're looking to participate in the party mayhem, here's the deal locally. All right, the last week of February, spring break starts. There will be around 700,000 students that week on break. It won't be crazy here yet. The first week of March, there will be just over 700,000 students, so things will start to pick up a little bit that week. Now, March 11th through the 15th, second week of March, there will be 2.6 million students on break. That week will be insane here in Destin and Panama City Beach. If you're looking to party, that week is the one. The week after is still really good. March 18th through the 22nd, there will be 1.8 million students on break. And the last week of March, the student body drops to 900,000. And after that, it starts to drop off. Well, if you want to be on the beach all day, check out the Hot Bods and all the Spring Break Madness, the Whale's Tail there on Old Highway 98 will be the spot. Last year, you could not even see the sand. It was so packed. No exaggeration. Also, Pompano Joe's is a hot spot as well. Both places have beach bars. The best option to party at night is the Harbor, of course, there in Destin. Spots like AJ's, the Red Door Saloon, also KJ's. All those spots will be packed and a great time. Panama City Beach, of course. Front Beach Road will be bumper to bumper there on the Strip. And also all the bars and clubs out in Panama City Beach will be off the hook. So be sure to get your party hat ready. Do some pre-gaming. Drink lots of water. Go to the gym. Do what you got to do because it's about to get nuts here on the Emerald Coast. If you are a spring breaker and you don't want to get citations or go home on probation or go home with a fine, listen up. Cops will be cruising the beaches and the roads. Bars will be carding you. Have an ID ready everywhere you go. Do not leave it at the condo or the townhome. Take it with you at all times and do not lose it. If you don't want to get hassled on the beach, keep your drinks in a plastic cup or thermos so you're not getting carded on every single beach. It could get a little annoying. Also, no bottles are allowed on the beach. No glass. If one of those breaks, someone stands on it, not a good situation. Canned beer is fine. I always take a margarita machine. That's what I call it. I load a thermos up with tequila, triple sec, lime juice, a little OJ, a margarita mix, and I put it into a big thermos, stir it all up. And if you do that, try keeping your clothes on. I'm sorry for any madness that may partake where you're on the beach. Well, for Pete's sake, also have a designated driver for spring break. Here's a little tip. If you're going to be staying in South Walton County and you want to at least own your own party on the beach, here's a good idea for you. At night, spring breakers are always walking on the beach and partying. Well, go get a beach bonfire permit for $50 at the South Walton Fire District on County Highway 393. And you can call the number 850-267-1298 to get details or information. People will see the bonfire on the beach from a long way away, and they will come down and check out what's going on. Trust me, I've been there, I've done it. And before you know it, you will have a crowd of your own little beach party going on around your bonfire. And only a reminder, just make sure you clean up after yourself, whether it's day or night. Do not leave any trash on the beach. Leave only your footprints, please, and keep our beautiful beaches beautiful. If you have been in town the last few months, you may have noticed a lot of work going on next door to Marina Cafe on the Destin Harbor. Well, that location was once Flamingo Cafe. Then it was Destin Chops, and most recently the Fish Bar, which has closed. The location is coming back to life as it is currently being renovated. Well, the new restaurant will be more casual with a nostalgic feel of the authentic Destin fishing village atmosphere. Basically, it's being designed to be old Destin. Of course, great local seafood will be the menu. The restaurant will be accessible by boat as there are docks out back along with sand space. So hopefully the place is laid back enough where you can get on your stand-up paddleboard, paddle right up on the sand and go in, have a little drink and some lunch. That would be awesome because there's nowhere in the harbor that's really accessible or offers that. Well, I'll keep you posted on Beauchamp's as Beauchamp's will be opening spring of 2013. You can check out Beauchamp's online at beauchamps.com and also on Facebook. Last show, I spoke of rumors that Margaritaville will be coming to the Destin Harbor. It's true and now official. Margaritaville will be going in the old Lucky Snapper location. Also, Coyote Ugly will be going in the location where the shed was located. That is right on 98 at the entrance to Harbor Walk. And here's another thing happening on the harbor. A zip line will be going up on the harbor as well. That's a big one. So we're going to have Margaritaville, a Coyote Ugly, and now a zip line on the Destin Harbor. Well, wait, there's more news for you. KJ's is closing. The last day is February 2nd. But don't get depressed about not seeing any more bras coming off there. It's just changing hands and will be open as another bar, and I'm sure bras will still come off there. Details are coming. I'll keep you posted. You can subscribe to Destin Florida Podcast on iTunes, sign up for the free newsletter, and listen to the show on your mobile device right at DestinFloridaPodcast.com. For more information, stay tuned to the end of the show. Lots of new developments here on the Emerald Coast. I have also heard rumors of the owners of Jim and Nick's and the Marlin Grill opening something at the Elephant Walk next to the Hilton. I'll let you know facts from the gossip in the near future. The Maddie Kelly Arts Center recently showed a short film on the history of surfing in Florida, and it focused on the Panhandle. That was the first part of a film series. A lot of people think that the Gulf Coast doesn't get waves. Well, if you have combed through my pics, you'll see that that is not true. My Twitter and also my Facebook, I definitely post a lot of photos, and there's some good waves within all those photos. Well, the film was quite funny, seeing beach life before I was born in the 70s. And hearing the stories of local surfers and the different experiences of surfing on the Gulf Coast was quite entertaining. Those guys looked like they had lived a wild life. Well, Yancey Spencer IV, son of the late Yancey Spencer III, shared lots of his personal experiences being the son of a local surf legend and how world-famous surfers would come visit his dad in Pensacola and all the young guys would be freaking out. Well, it pulled a tear out of my eyes as I knew Yancey Spencer personally, and he was such a huge impact. A great flick it was. The producers Mike Cotton and Dave Barnes will be producing History of Florida Surfing and showing more films in the near future. The Panhandle was just part one. Well, to check out the trailer, go to Mike Cotton, Dave Barnes Productions on Facebook and be able to see the trailer of the Panhandle film. Be sure to visit Maddie Kelly Arts to find out their event schedule, as they host some great events in the performing and creative arts. Their website is www.maddiekellyartcenter.org. There are some great events coming up during the spring, so be sure to check out that website once again, maddiekellyartcenter.org. The Emerald Coast offers a lot of great seafood. With fresh seafood coming out of the Gulf of Mexico on a daily basis, the area also offers great sushi. Harbordox has always been one of my personal favorites for local sushi, and I think the town can agree with me on that. I recently experienced another sushi spot that I will add to my list of favorites, Sushi Moto. It's next to the Melting Pot, located just west of the Silver Sands outlets on Highway 98. I have heard so much about this place. Well, a friend of mine recently invited me out to dinner there, and what a treat it was. We ordered the sushi boat, which can feed up to 3 people comfortably. It was around $65, and there was lots of sashimi pieces along with sushi. I love sashimi salmon and tuna, but we also had a starburst roll, which opened my eyes very wide on the first bite. Sushi that tasted just like a starburst candy. Delicious. If you can imagine that, oh, it was a beautiful looking roll as well. Lots of orange and lemon on it. Oh, amazing. Well, there is also lots of other sushi choices here in the area like Sakura and Osaka, but hands down, I think Harbordox and Sushi Moto are the best around. Coming up, Nonpoint will be live in concert in Destin at Club LA Lounge February 16th. That's a Saturday. The Jimmy Buffett concert scheduled for February 5th, next Tuesday, has sold out. There are no tickets left. You might be able to win something off the radio or get lucky and maybe someone is selling tickets at the front gates. Other events coming up, Sandestin Gumbo Festival. There's Valentine's Day and President's Day weekend. I'll be sure to fill you in on any other concerts, festivals, events, and the next show. Each and every show always features some great local music from here on the Emerald Coast. This show, I give you Chronic Jester of Santa Rosa Beach with their song Journey to Zion.
Got to leave the this Babylon. Journey on the road to Zion. Time is short, we must be bold and speak with the roar of a lion. Don't let them get you down. They cannot harm, but they will try to. Let your light shine bright. Press on and Jah will guide you. Journey to Zion. Journey to Zion. Journey to Zion. We must be strong, seek righteousness to obtain our goal. We must have a pure heart, keep a clear mind, and be led by our soul. It's not just a place, but a peace of mind. Then we can achieve peace, love and harmony for all mankind. Journey to Zion. Journey to Zion. Journey to Zion.
And that was Chronic Gesture of Santa Rosa Beach with their song Journey to Zion. If you like what you heard and like to hear more of it, be sure to check out Chronic Gesture at facebook.com/chronicgesturefans, reverbnation.com/chronicgesture, and chronicgesture.com. And you can find those links at the main website, DestinFloridaPodcast.com. As you probably know, we have a vast and growing listenership both locally and outside our area. I love filling you in on happenings and sharing great local music in Destin and the rest of Northwest Florida. If you go to DestinFloridaPodcast.com, you can subscribe on iTunes and to the free email newsletter and keep up on your phone. It's all free to you, and we keep our subscriber list confidential. Just go to the main website, DestinFloridaPodcast.com, where you can subscribe and keep up. Right now is when everyone along the Emerald Coast is rubbing their hands together, getting ready for another year on the beach. It's so close, I can taste it in the air. Tanning oil, the salt air, and the sand beneath your feet. Hang in there. Before you know it, we'll be complaining from our first sunburn of the year after being pale all winter. Well, be sure to listen to Nick's show. Lots of events coming up. Until next time, I'm Harley saying peace, love, and sandy feet. Thank you for listening.